Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Ben Affleck won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, paired with Jeopardy champion Jamie Ding.
I don't know, man. I don't know how you feel, but I would bet on Jamie. I would go for it.
So we're going to say D, spaghetti and meatball? Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
D, spaghetti and meatball. Final answer.
I have such a stomachache right now. Computer, please reveal the correct answer.
Yeah. They won $1 million, and it goes to Ben's charity, the Eastern Congo Initiative. Oprah is closing her school for girls in South Africa, but she's starting a scholarship program that will benefit even more girls across the country. There's a new version of the Thomas Crown Affair starring Michael B. Jordan, and it is arriving March 5th, 2027.
I've been taking risks my entire life, but last night, it was different. I felt alive. My heart was racing. Every step was part of a plan. Things slowed down. It was silent.
I don't know. Kenneth Branagh is the villain. I feel like those roles should have been reversed. Anyway, George and Amal Clooney had to evacuate their home in France due to wildfires. And Universal Studios is paying tribute to the late Ozzy Osbourne with a new haunted experience.
Let the madness begin!
Bow before Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness. One nightmare of many, only at Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay, that sounds appropriate. It runs August 28th through November 1st in Orlando and September 3rd through November 1st in Hollywood. Michael J. Fox will receive the Bob Hope Humanitarian Award at this year's Emmys. And the first trailer is out for Jumanji Open World, hitting theaters December 25th. And just take a listen.
Did I break the world?
No, maybe.
The only way to stop this is to get you guys back in the game.
What's that?
Mom!
Goodness.
Yeah, so Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, and Karen Gillan return, this time as video game avatars loose in the real world. I was going to play the part where they all talk, but it got really confusing and I didn't understand what was happening. Elton John is celebrating 36 years of sobriety. Good for him. And sadly, Glenn Hansard, who is behind the song Falling Slowly. Yeah. The Dublin-born singer-songwriter and Oscar winner, best known for Falling Slowly from the 2007 film Once, died yesterday during a single-vehicle motorcycle crash in Dublin. He was only 56 years old. He, along with his co-songwriter, won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. Rest in peace to Glenn Hansard. And we've got a dirt alert this morning. And y'all, it is dirt. So 10 women have accused Jared Leto of misconduct in a new documentary. And that includes SA.
We had drifted into the realm to talking about the age of consent. I had mentioned to him, my dad was in law enforcement, that I knew with certainty that here in California, the age of consent is 18. He just kind of shrugged it off like it wasn't a huge concern for him.
I can't even play the rest of the clip. Leto denied everything, calling the allegations, quote, absolutely and categorically false. You can decide for yourself. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go, B104.3, and me, Audra Kane.
What can I say except you're welcome?